Woman allegedly punches former NYPD officer over "Make 50 Great Again" hat. By Hannah Blow on February 12, 2020. A retired NYPD officer says a woman punched him in the face over his MAGA-style "Make 50 Great Again" birthday hat. According to reports, the former cop, Daniel Sprague, was celebrating his 50th birthday at the Stage Bar on Broadway in Nashville, Tennessee, and donned a red "Make 50 Great Again" hat given to him by his wife. Sprague told WSMV that people came up to him and were just loving the little wordplay on the hat and taking pictures and wishing me happy birthday. However, Sprague claims one woman approached him and ultimately punched him in the face, grabbing his hat and shouting, "How dare you!" At one point, a female came up from behind me, spun me around, and punched me in the face and then grabbed my hat off my head and was just yelling, "How dare you," he said, according to WSMV. I would assume that she had a ring or she maybe even had a set of keys or something to get it because it is pretty deep and it goes to the bone, he told the station. He filed a police report following the episode and posted about the incident on Facebook, providing pictures of the wound to his face and describing what transpired. His post reads in part, "Thank you everyone for your concerns and birthday wishes, Joe Borelli, Donald J. Trump. Other than the unfortunate incident, it was an excellent birthday weekend. The wife surprised me with a beautiful weekend in God's country, Nashville, TN, with a bunch of family and friends to help celebrate this milestone birthday. While there, she picked some nice birthday hats and shirts for me to wear, like a shirt saying 'Making America Great Since 1970, a black shirt with an American flag on it, as well as a red hat with "Make 50 Great Again." So while in the bar, the stage, great bar with great security and very professional, a misguided soul, possibly not alone, who I'm assuming was not very literate, spun me around, punched me in the face and grabbing my hat while she was yelling, "How dare you," leading me to think she thought it was a MAGA hat. The bouncers immediately led us at opposite exits, and when I stated I would like to press charges, they informed me she left. The next morning I filed an official report with Nashville PD and I am awaiting to hear back from the detectives on where they stand with the investigation. Those are the facts and I will not be elaborating much further nor commenting on most posts, especially the FB trolls. People have different views, but we're not supposed to take it out on each other, Sprague said, according to the outlet. The incident coincides with another political-related act of violence that occurred in Florida over the weekend. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, JSO, took 27-year-old Gregory William Loltim into custody over the weekend after he admittedly drove his vehicle into a GOP voter registration booth set up in a Walmart parking lot. According to the police report, Tim was motivated by his disdain for President Trump, telling officers that he did not like the president and adding that someone had to take a stand. No volunteers were injured as a result of his attack.